The trouble was it was very expensive in elephants. They made billiard balls out of ivory, and by 1864 they were having to shoot 8,000 elephants every year just to supply billiard balls for the English. Luckily, in 1869, John and Isaiah Hyatt came up with a brand new plastic called celluloid, and they were able to use that to make billiard balls. It did occasionally explode when you hit them too hard, but it was very good stuff, good news for the players, and very good news for the elephants. But if you really want to see the high technology in a Victorian household, the place to come is the kitchen. The point is, it's a huge household. There are probably 10 children and even more servants, and so there's a mass of work to be done here in the kitchen. So they would need every labour-saving device they could possibly lay their hands on. And look at this one. It says, time and labour saved. This is, of course, a knife sharpening machine. A lemon squeezer to make the gin and tonic. The parsley chopper. I've got one of these. This is the nutmegger. And a sugar snipper. You get your sugar in huge great bars and you have to snip bits off for the mistress's tea. And of course, an early food processor for making that gigantic omelette. But perhaps the most desirable kitchen gadget of all was the fridge. We're going to the conservatory, the hottest room in the house, to see whether a Victorian fridge can keep cool. I've challenged John Missenden, a professor of refrigeration, to get it to work.